Police, Chicago 13-time convicted felon charged again after forgetting bag, Idaho at crime scene. By Amy Furr on March 3, 2025. A 13-time convicted felon in the Chicago area stands accused of another crime in which he allegedly made a big mistake. The suspect in the case is identified as 54-year-old Eduardo Torres, who is on probation for burglary, CWV Chicago reported on Sunday. The outlet said he was charged with burglary again after being accused of breaking into a man's garage in the Edgewater area in December. Torres reportedly forgot his backpack and driver's license at the scene, and prosecutors said he tried to claim he was robbed of the bag even though he knew where he had left it. An image shows the suspect in the case. The suspect was allegedly caught on video breaking into the garage to grab lawn care equipment, but when he left, retrieving his bag, and identification apparently slipped his mind. Later the same day, Torres called police to report being robbed of the backpack in the 5600 block of Northridge, officials said. A cop who reviewed video from where the robbery allegedly occurred found nothing to indicate a crime occurred. They didn't even see Torres on the footage, the police report said, the outlet noted. In 2024, court papers revealed the suspect pleaded guilty to burglary in another case in exchange for 4 years of probation from Judge Michael Hood. Those records show his lengthy history includes a 13-year sentence for 7 robberies in 2010, 13 years for armed violence and possessing a stolen vehicle in robbery and carjacking in 1997, and a 5-year sentence for possessing a stolen car in 1995, the CWV Chicago report said. Judge Antara Rivera granted prosecutors' request to hold Torres in jail pending a trial. Social media users shared their thoughts on the case, one person calling him a dummy. In July, a 12-time convicted burglar in Chicago was arrested again and accused of burglary while he was on pretrial release, Breitbart News reported. The recent news comes after Chicago police issued warnings about a series of restaurant burglaries in the city's north and northwest areas, ABC 7 reported on February 15.